free trade agreements and the importance of those agreements. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. While attending the Minnesota Ag Expo this week in Mankato, Minnesota, we talked a lot about the importance of trade and free trade agreements. I caught up with Beth Richardson. She's with the Government of Canada. She serves as the Council General, and we talked about that one important topic, and that deals with trade.
It's a huge topic nowadays, and so delighted to be with you again, Keith.
You bet. No, I appreciate that. So tell us, one of the topics right now is where we stand with our free trade agreement, right? That's kind of up for review. We kind of go through that. Is that kind of the priority right now?
It's absolutely a priority for the Government of Canada. The USMCA is up for review in the middle of 2026. That was planned when it was introduced in 2021. And the Canada, the United States, and Mexico all have run public consultation periods. And we've seen a range of industry associations and agricultural producers across the United States submit their comments to USTR in favor of a continuation of the USMCA.
Well, I think it's really been a benefit for all of us, right? Canada, United States, and Mexico?
Absolutely. We were talking about this on the panel this morning. So Canada, the United States, and Mexico, our trade is valued at $2 trillion a year. That's 30% of the global GDP. 30% right here in our own backyard.
I had mentioned, I spent some time with Minnesota Commissioner Tom Peterson, and I mentioned to him, I said, whenever I go someplace in Minnesota, I see either you or Evan out. And I said, that just shows the strong partnership between Canada and the United States.
Absolutely. And it's not just us, right? Yeah. Minnesotans know their Canadian neighbors.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.